Welcome to Theme and Variations, a podcast from Classical 90.5, Louisville's fine arts station. And I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio this evening two singers who are from Russia and who are singing this Saturday, March 21st, 8 o'clock in Whitney Hall, the opera by Tchaikovsky called Iolanta. Anna Shafajanskaya, who is singing the role of Iolanta.
Hello.
Hello. Anya, as you'd like to be called. And Mikhail Svetlov, or Misha, who is singing the role of King Rene this Saturday. Good to have you both in the studio.
Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to Louisville. I know it's your first time to the city, so welcome. Let's start off by, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, what do you do?
You first. Okay, I'll start here.
Okay.
I was born in Odessa. It's the city located on Black Sea, south of Ukraine right now.
Okay.
And got my education in Moscow. After a while, I got an artist tour, like a musical star. Mm-hmm. And we moved, our first destination was Toronto, and the last one also,
okay.
I have to say ahead. And I met my love in Toronto, get married, and right now I'm a newborn mom, how to say.
Well, congratulations on your...
Thank you very much. My seven-month-old son with me, he is here.
Fantastic.
His first journey.
Wonderful. And you're singing, which is great, right after having a baby, is that...
Just 7 months already. Yeah, it's time, because everything itching inside of me to start to sing.
Oh, well, good. Fantastic. And Misha, what about you?
I was born in Moscow. So, but now I live in New York, but actually I live in two cities, New York and Moscow. Maybe it sounds strange, but it's 21st century. I live in two big cities.
Travel back and forth.
Yes. I like New York better now, but anyway, so I live in Moscow too.
Well, who wouldn't love New York? It's
absolutely.
It's the place to be if you're a singer, as we were talking about earlier. How often do both of you get to sing Iolanta? Either here in stateside or in Europe or in Russia.
Actually, it's my first time.
Your first time singing Iolanta.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, but fortunately, finally, I'm singing.
Do you enjoy the role? Is it
absolutely
something?
Yeah? It's incredible role, incredible musical piece, very patient, very extremely dramatic, and.
How does it compare to an opera that many of our listeners know, Eugene Onegin? How does it compare to that
it's
opera?
It's totally different,
I would
say. It's more with emotionally, it's even more sometimes that I would say Puccini's stuff.
Okay.
So expressive. Yeah.
But it's still very melodic and lyrical and very colorful.
Yes, yeah, very romantic.
And what about you, Misha? Your first time? This is not your first time.
No, this opera, it's very first opera in my life I ever done.
Wow.
Yeah, I was one very young singer that time. I was a student of Moscow Conservatory, 22 years old. So first time I've done this opera, and time to time I'm singing this opera. Actually, just recently, last summer, I sang in London in Holland Park Opera Festival. So we've done this in very romantic style. The sets was in style of Cézanne, French painter, and the costumes was in Renoir style, so it was beautiful production. And I'm excited to sing now this opera actually in Louisville, Kentucky, because I had never been there here, mm-hmm. never been here. I just came yesterday, and also I like that Iolanta, very last opera by Tchaikovsky, finally discovering in America. Tchaikovsky. Mm-hmm. Greatest Russian composer who opened Carnegie Hall in America, finally coming to America with his beautiful masterpiece, last opera Iolanta. Very short, but very intensive. So when we finished our production in London, it was incredible success, and audience was so excited because it's so powerful music, and I'm just can't wait to sing and to deliver this music to the Louisville audience.
I think for a lot of the audience, it will be the first time they've maybe heard Iolanta, mm-hmm. especially live. How often is it performed in Russia?
In Russia, this opera very popular. Every theater in Russia doing Iolanta. So people in Russia knows this opera very well. And I hope in America people will know this opera better. Not only Onegin and Queen of Spades.
For this opera, is it a demanding role as a singer compared to other roles that you've sung as demanding, or do you get to enjoy the singing a little bit more?
I think every principal role in this opera very demanding, and like Iolanta, for example, it's so intensive role. For me, I'm bass. It's one of the most difficult aria for bass because its range of the voice here so large.
Wild
and yes, and very dramatic music and very high tessitura. So it's very difficult to sing.
Let's talk about what you're going to be doing after Iolanta. Do you have any plans to sing somewhere next,
Anna? Yeah, we're going. I'm telling we're going because my husband and my little one, Philip, we're going together after to Portuguese. I'm going to perform War Requiem by Britten.
Mm-hmm.
And after 1 month in Beijing, in China, Turandot.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, new production they're doing. With not with Alfanas, with Berrios ending.
Wow.
So it's and after Barcelona, which is beautiful, lovely city. I adore to be there at the Liceo Theater.
Well,
Turandot again.
Yeah, okay. Well, your new baby's going to have quite a passport.
Yeah, he's going to be like, indeed, yeah.
And what about you, Misha?
I have a project of recording with the Naxos company, and yesterday I've done recording before I came here of Russian chamber music, and I will do this part of this project next month also in New York of Pushkin anniversary coming in this year, and Pushkin is very important figure for Russian culture, so I will do some music on Pushkin poetry, and then I go to Moscow for the recital.
Great.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for being here today.
We've been talking.
Yes, well, we've been talking with Mikhail Svetlov. He's singing King Rene, and Anna Shafajinskaya singing Iolanta this Saturday, March 21st, 8 o'clock at Whitney Hall, a co-production of the Kentucky Opera and Louisville Orchestra. And you can get rush tickets at the Whitney Hall. And if you'd like to hear some of the music, you can visit our website at wuol.org. We have an archive performance of Lunchtime Classics with the studio artist performing selections from Iolanta. Again, thank you both, Anya and Misha, for being here afternoon.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Theme and Variations is a podcast from Classical 90.5, Louisville's fine arts station. For more information, visit our website at wuol.org.